So Aiden, I thought we could just start off by setting the scene for everyone on your story. When was it that it became a dream for you to play college football?
When I was a kid, like, so my grandfather named Billy, he set the stone for me. Like, he set everything for me down. He was my coach from when I was about 4 to about 8, and he had passed away when I was 8. And ever since then, like, every day is just like for him, because he's not able to see me do it. So I'm just living through him at this point.
Did you grow up a Philly fan?
A big Philly fan. Big Philly fan. Coming from him, actually, like, he is the biggest Philly fan in the world. And I just got it from him. And now I'm the biggest fan in the world.
And so when you accomplished that goal of playing college football, and you get on campus, what were some of the next goals that you set for yourself?
The next goals, where I was at FCS, I started at FCS school. So us playing those big schools, I wanted to be on that level. I knew I can get to that level. So I tried my best, and I did very well. And I ended up taking a shot on myself, getting the portal, and getting to that level. And now I'm here.
And during that, you're moving up a couple different teams. And did you ever think to yourself, all right, maybe it's a goal of mine to make an impact in the community or make an impact in some way?
Yeah, and that came from my defensive coordinator at my FCS school. He was one day sitting down in the office. We talked about just like our lives, and like he broke down his life and some things he went through. And one of the things he went through was his roommate in college needing a bone marrow transplant. And a couple months later, we ended up doing a bone marrow drive. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm signing up, like, because I don't know what I have, and nobody around us know what they have that could save somebody else's life.
That's awesome. Was that the first time you heard about the bone marrow registry?
Yeah, that was the first time I heard about it, is when he got there.
Did you have any hesitation at all about signing up and doing this job?
No, not signing up. But like when they said it could come at any time, that was the thing where I was like, oh, like, I don't know, it might not come at the right time. Like, say I'm in the NFL one day and it come on a random Sunday after a game. Like, it was something that I just didn't think about until it popped back up.
Where were you and what were you doing when you found out that you were a match?
I was on the way home. So we just had played Hawaii. My first start, we had just to play Hawaii my freshman year. I was on the way home from my bye week just to go see my little brother play. I got a message from my email. I got a message saying, you're a match. And I'm like, a match for what? Like, I just completely forgot. It was about 8 months later, so I forgot about it. And said, you're a match. And it just explained everything on the list. But I was almost home, and I showed my mom, and she was like, I just threw this piece of paper away. I thought it was spam. So me and my aunt dug in the trash can, got the paper, and seeing that it was the same one, so we knew it was real. And like, automatically I knew I wanted to do it. Like, we sat down, she was nervous, but we sat down and I knew I wanted to do it.
Can you walk us through what that whole donation process looked like?
Yeah, so like I said, after I said I wanted to do it, a couple things I had to do online, like just talking to people. My first thing, I had to go get blood. I think we had another bye week that year. And I went to go take blood just to make sure everything was a match. And they told me, they asked me where I went to have the surgeries at. It was either, I think, Seattle, Washington, D.C., or Boston. And I was like, just Boston. It was close. I was like, Boston. I went for a pre, I forgot what it's called, but it was like something I had to go like a month before just to make sure everything was right. I did that. And then January 3rd, I did the surgery. And then January 4th, woke up and she was already done her surgery. I don't know if she was in the same radius as me. I don't know how it was done that fast, but by the time I woke up for my surgery, hers was already done.
Wow. And did you do this during football season?
I did it during like winter training. So around like the first month of January, and I was out for, I couldn't work out for about 2 months, two weeks. But it was something that like some that 2 weeks for a whole life changing of things, it was something I'd do again if I needed to.
And why is it so important for you to tell others about the registry and encourage them to get on it?
Because I feel like a lot of people don't know what they have that could save somebody else's life, like I said earlier. And just putting awareness out there, it's a lot of people that need this transplant. And it's not always the big surgery that everybody talks about. Sometimes it's just a couple blood cells.
When was it on your radar that you could help start a drive to get others to sign up?
After I did the drive, that following year, after I had that my surgery and everything, I know I just wanted to push it as much as I can. And I think we got even more people that next year when I was at Duquesne, like even more people to sign up and just continuously just getting people to sign up.
Okay, so you've kind of done, you've helped spearhead a drive at different places you've been. Okay. Was it your idea to do it here, or did you?
Me and TV just worked together on it. I had told her about it, and then she said they were already thinking about doing it, and then we just came together and did it, and it was great that day.
And being new to the team, was it pretty cool to get up and share your story with your
Yeah, it was pretty
teammates?
good. I think a lot of people didn't know that about me, and now they got the chance to know something about a teammate that they just met. Because a lot of people don't know. It's a lot of things that I might not know about a lot of my teammates. And I'm happy I was able to go out there and tell them about my story.
And what was your reaction to finding out that I think it was over 375 people signed up here on campus?
That was amazing. That was around, I think, the same mark at my FCS. So that was good because we try to get more people. A lot of people were still nervous about it. But like, I feel like we was out there for another couple hours. We could have got with 400 people.
And I know you said you started this by saying your grandpa is your reason why. What do you think his reaction would be to this, that you're using
He's
this?
probably up there jumping up, doing a bunch of things. But no, I'm grateful that I had him in my life to set the stone of how my life is going to go.
That's awesome, Aiden.